All right, we're trying to do interviews as much as we can on Mondays. This is JB interviewed the Blues Paddlers. This is JB talking to the Blues Paddlers, followed by one of their singles. I'll be back in just a bit with the concert calendar.
Well, we've got Samuel and Davis, the Blues Paddlers.
Good. What up, baby?
you two guys are bringing a whole lot of ooh energy back to the blues space here from Memphis, Tennessee, all over the world. This is your first full length project together. With all the chemistry that y'all have, it feels like y'all have been together for years. But how long have y'all been together? How have y'all come together?
Oh, man.
Yeah, we've been together, man. Almost 50 years. We was in junior high school together.
We was 11 going on 12.
Well, you know, we grew up here in Memphis. My mother was a part of the Stax organization. We started out as you remember the locker dancers? We had a little group, man, called the Camelot Dancers in junior high school. And we started out entertaining like that. And my aunt, who played for the Skylights, took us out on the road, man.
With Al Green.
And we opened up dancing for Al Green and the Skylights.
Barcades and everything.
Yeah, that's how we got together.
Yeah.
You know, we looked at the pictures, man, and we had hair and everything. We were the kids. Well, with that connection to the Stax legacy, I can only imagine that you've got as long of a relationship with Mr. Bobby Manuel, who produced your new record. What was it like getting together to finally do a full-length project with someone who has a caliber like Bobby Manuel?
Oh, man. Oh, we had been searching for a band.
A sound like this. And we heard, and you know, with Todd Bradley.
Yeah.
And guys out of New York City. These guys out of New York, man, they got that same sound, man. I mean, from the drum sound to the horn sound. And we grew up on, you know, listening to the Stax stuff. And we was, you know, around it. But we didn't have the sound, and then all of us, when we signed with Echo Records.
Yeah, and I got
Bobby Manuel, man.
Yeah, and I'll tell you something else, Jerry. You know, we're just getting started with the Blues Paddlers thing, you know. But before we signed with them, we were known as Samuel and Davis.
Yeah. Also known as Samuel and Davis.
And I tell you, man, when we went to overseas with this thing, man. They love it. They love the Memphis sound that we have.
The record's been getting an amazing response. Congratulations to you both.
Thank you.
And you know, I know you're excited about what's next, so we're excited to continue to follow you. Well, be well. Thanks so much, Blues Paddlers.
All right.
Thank
love you, brother. Love you. Peace.
Much love. Absolutely. Peace.
All right. Peace.
Light up. 1, 2, 3, 4. That booty, man. Me and my buddy, we some entertaining fools. We like to paddle big booties when we sing the blues. That's what we do. Have no doubt.
It's what we do. Coming to your town, baby, to wear some big booties out. That's what we do. And you know that. That's what we do. That's what we do. That's what we do. Woo! Bring it on back to me, baby. That's what we do. That's what we do. Light up, baby. Come on, come on. We do.
Yes, WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. Special shout out to my son, Five Grant, happy birthday, if you're out there listening. We got the concert calendar. It's Monday, so it's slow, but there are a couple shows at Growlers tonight at 6 p.m., early show, Growlers, all ages. Blackstone Cherry, non-point, five for the kill. It's 40 bucks at the door. Tonight at the High Tone Small Room, 7 p.m., $10 to the door. It's Remedy for Monday featuring Memphis Song, Bird on Black, Burning Bridges, and Silas Reed, the fourth. I'm a fourth.